Hey, Flyover family, we are backstage at the Reawaken America event in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have Bo Polney. Bo, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Got to visit my friends, Stacy and David, so thank you for having me.
You know, people, when I talk about you, I always say the same thing. I always walk away from Bo feeling better. Whether I see you pop up on my news feed and I'll watch a clip or something, or whether you're on our show, you have this ability to look at like what's going on, but then there's always something higher going on. There's a higher truth.
Right.
You know, and you have the title Analyst of Time, but you understand the patterns of time and say, what's God doing? And most people just look at what's the enemy doing.
Exactly.
And there's like more, there's more going on than just Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari and these kind of things. There's another higher truth. And that's why I think I always feel that positivity from you, because you're also looking at what God's doing.
And you're one of our favorite people to interview.
Well, thank you.
We love it.
Well, you have to understand, right? Who wrote the story? God, right? God writes the end from the beginning. Don't believe me? Go study Daniel 2, right? It's a 2,500-year prophecy stanza. Today, the only part missing is Daniel 2, verse 34, and a stone carved out by no human hand. Means a biblical intervention, okay? And so we are waiting for that biblical intervention moment of time. So you can go watch the news, the media, and see what's going on in the world. But it's all satanic, demonic, basically, because everything that you watch on TV that's going on in the world, the evil ones have captured everything from the political system, financial system, churches, family, everything's captured, right? So I guess my question is, why watch it?
Right.
So that's why I study charts and patterns, and all I know is cycles, which I study, precede events.
Okay.
Period, right? So then you have to look into the Bible and let's look at some scriptures that can possibly line up with what's happening in our world today.
So I want to intervene on that 1 second, because it's what you do is so different, the approach, because most people, it's like if you're an NFL team and all the offense does is study this, what the defense is doing, but you never drop a play.
Right.
Like hey, I know exactly how they're lined up, but you don't have a play to run, you know? And so you work those cycles advising people on, you know, charts, diagrams, what to do, investments, what to do in their mind, all that stuff. But
you also weave in scripture.
Yeah, it's like this is what the defense is doing, but that's not all that's happening. So this is what we're to do.
Well, you know, that's the point. When you study charts and patterns, right, you can predict things before they happen, right? Crazy, but November 8th, you get my report. We predicted in October the FTX event. Well, we didn't know FTX. We knew that cryptocurrencies were going to crash, massively crash on November 8th. It happened precisely. We said that in October, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want the glory for this because God shows me how to interpret patterns, right?
Yeah.
But the point, and then we only find out a few days later, is because of FTX. The point being is that cycles precede events, right?
Okay.
So we are in a huge, and I can repeat a third time, huge cycle, right? Why? Well, let's talk about a 400 years. How long was Israel enslaved to Pharaoh?
400 years.
400 years.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. When did the Mayflower land? 400 years ago.
Yep.
Okay. So this is a huge cycle of time. Now, the revelation that I received just in December, I think we talked about this on our last podcast.
Yep.
God, in my dream, revealed to me, I said, Father, why has it taken 2 years? He goes, because I love my creation, and it's twofold. One, because he loves us, he allowed us to see the satanic and evil things that evil has planned for humanity. What have you seen in the past 2 years? Horrible things that they're planning, okay?
Yep.
On the other end, as ugly and as horrendous as, you know, Klaus Schwab, Fauci, all these people are, God created them.
Mm-hmm.
He loves them.
Sure.
But they, like Pharaoh, did what? Dug in their heels, right?
Yeah.
And they chose evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so what God showed me is those 2 years now ties into a specific cycle of Joseph. How long was Joseph in the pits, in the dungeon? 2 years.
Wow.
How long's Trump been out of office?
2 years.
2 years.
Wow. An analyst of time right here, guys.
So you said some big things are getting ready to come up in January. End of January, early February.
Right.
What do you see happening?
Well, I can now you're talking events. I don't know, but I can tell you some really specific time points. Today, we're doing an interview. I'm going to talk on the stage in a few minutes. Today's a historic day. 2 years ago today was the inauguration of the Jackal.
Yep.
Okay, so critically important day today. How long was Joseph in the dungeon?
Two years
today.
Wow.
Everything we know is about to change. Guess what was announced yesterday? Saudi Arabia announced that they're actually going to start accepting payment for oil in other currencies aside from the U.S. dollar.
Wow.
That's an act of war. I was
That's
the only one
change.
On the internet that I specifically stated, do you realize that Saudi Arabia and Russia signed a military agreement on precisely August 24th of 2021. 9 days before that was August 15th of 2021. This was exactly to the exact day, 50 years from when Nixon took us off the gold standard on August 15th of 71. So
wow.
guess what?
Wow.
Nixon takes us off the gold standard precisely 50 years to the day, Jubilee. What happened? Kabul fell. 9 days later, Saudi Arabia calls up Russia. Hey, Russia. Hey, Putin. Our neighbors just got the... forgotten about, right? And
yeah.
so guess who saw it? So I'm like, you understand, people, this is an act, this is historic what's about to happen, because
yeah.
this is then going to mark the rise of the BRICS nations, who are then going to challenge and destroy the U.S. dollar, fulfilling the prophecy of Kim Clement.
Wow.
Fulfilling the prophecy of Kim Clement was very specific. The king, who's his prophecy was... I've drawn a blank here, but basically he says, the brothers of Goliath stand in glee.
Yes.
We will cripple you. The brothers of Goliath are nations.
Yes.
They're the BRICS nations are about to cripple the U.S. dollar. How have they controlled the world? With the U.S.
Yeah.
dollar.
Yeah, true.
And so now what's about to happen is a crash, maybe a 30% haircut overnight of the U.S. dollar. The global elite who control the world
yeah.
are about to lose their control mechanism, and thus we shall see the fall of Babylon. It's a worldwide financial system. It's about to collapse. When does it start? Well, today's 2 years for the jackal. In 2 days from now is January 24th. Exactly. 50 years from when Roe v. Wade became law,
wow.
and 2 days from now,
man.
January 24th,
this.
We got the 26th, which is exactly 21 months from when oil went to zero. And all I'm saying, as February starts, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of February, as January ends the 31st, watch for the first vertical spike, the liftoff for precious metals that we've been talking about.
Yep.
And that will embark gold and silver on a multi-year bull market. Everything we know is about to manifest right in front of our eyes. We are within
Woo!
2 weeks of everything changing. And that leads us into Passover, where the angel of death that visited Pharaoh, what did the angel of death do to Pharaoh? He killed his firstborn son and all the firstborn of Egypt. The angel of death is on the earth, stated by Kent Christmas. The angel of death is about to visit the present day pharaohs of this earth.
Wow.
And we are going to see utter destruction of these people who run the world. This is the year of Jubilee. Thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants.
So we got to get you on
2020 free. That's
we
got to
get you on for a full show and break this down to show the charts and diagrams. Guys, you can follow me YouTube, Rumble, True Social, at Bo Polny, P-O-L-N-Y, at Bo Polny, everywhere. We got to get you on in the next week or so and do a full show.
2020forecast.com. Bo, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
Amen.
It.
Amen. God wins, and we're about to witness
Yay.
It.
Woo!
Thank you.
Love it.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God put into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
This Reawaken Tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
USA! USA!
From the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to the opening of the prison for those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The fulfillment of this scripture, as you have heard it, is today. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is a year of jubilee, a year the poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, and the blind are offered redemption. Here, now.
Jesus, please explain why he stopped the reading before Isaiah spoke of the day of vengeance of our God.
The day of vengeance is in the future. If you do not realize that you need a year of the Lord's favor, then I cannot save you.
Everybody, for being here. What an exciting year we have. Guess what? This is the long-awaited year of Jubilee. Jesus Christ walked into the temple and he read Isaiah 61, but he did not read the last line, the year of the Lord's favor. Why? Because it was in the future. Well, why would it be now? Do you realize today is January 20th. Big deal. Do you realize it's 2 years exactly today that the jackal has been in office? The Biden presidency is exactly 2 years today. I have a question for you. How long was Joseph in the dungeon before he came out to be the second in command of all the world? Egypt at that time. 2 years. Today is 2 years. Things are about to change. It gets better. It gets better because our God is amazing. What did our God plan? He planned all of this from the end. He planned the end from the beginning. What is in 2 days from now? 2 days from now is January 22nd. What happened 50 years ago to the exact day? Roe v. Wade became law. It is a 50-year jubilee for Roe v. Wade in exactly 2 days. Those of you who want this presentation, get your phones. You can scan this QR code. You can download the entire presentation, or you can go to my website. But there is the QR code. My point being is 50 years is biblical, it's historic, it's powerful. God only does times things. He only moves when it's the right time and it's the right season. It's never been the right time in the right season until now. The 50-year Jubilee, it's written clearly in Leviticus, and you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. We are here. What happened 50 years ago? Well, we talked about Roe v. Wade. Those who follow me know precisely that when the day Ginsburg died, that day was foretold by psychoanalysis. That was foretold, and that day I stated within 2 years, Roe v. Wade will be overturned, and it was overturned. What does Romans 8:31 say? If God is with us, who can be against us? The God, the Father, the creator of all things is about to go after evil for what they have done to his children. 50 years ago, Nixon took us off the gold standard, and they've been printing money like lunatics. They create money out of thin air to infinity. Who's got a student loan? You're enslaved. Who's got a mortgage? You're enslaved. Who's got a credit card? You're enslaved. The world is based on a fraudulent money system, based on thin air, created out of thin air. What is real money? Haggai 2 verse 8, the silver and the gold are mine, say it the Lord. Do you realize 50 years to the exact day, to the exact day when Nixon took us off the gold standard, Kabul fell? To the exact day, August 15th of 21, Kabul fell. Guess what? 9 days later, Saudi Arabia, ringy-dingy, calls up Russia and Putin. Hey, they just abandoned our neighbors. Can you come give us some military protection? I stated on that precise day, on August 24th, that contract with Saudi Arabia and Russia will end up being biblical, because that will mark the collapse of Babylon, the money system. They've done it with the money. God's going to go after the money. We got this guy, Klaus Schwab, and all his minions. 50 years. What a coincidence. The World Economic Forum was founded in 71. All of these people are coming down. This is Babylon. People want to know, what is Babylon? It started as the United States. How do I know? Read Jeremiah 51 verse 7. Babylon was a golden cup. Why would the United States be a golden cup? Very simple. We were founded under God. We founded the United States. We have a covenant with God. A third of the Constitution is out of the Bible. God, the Father of today, of creation, yesterday, of tomorrow, is the same God that was with the founding fathers. He will not forsake that covenant, that agreement he made with the founding fathers. What happened was, if you read further, in the Lord's, she made a whole world drunk. The nations drunk her wine, therefore they've gone mad. What's the wine? The wine is the U.S. dollar, the fiat money system. They've drunk it. They've begun to worship it. The world worships the money system. That is now the Babylonian system. Is not the United States. It's the world. The world has gone mad. It's completely captured and enslaved. We are in end times. But we're not in the last 7 years, so calm down. We're at the beginning of the end. It started with the opening of the first seal. What does it say in the Bible? When the first seal opens, the world will never be the same. Corona. Everything we know changed when Corona came on the earth in January of 2020. That was the beginning of the end. The time of sorrows. Not the tribulation. 5 months later, Pentecost, May 31, second seal opened. George Floyd riots precisely on Pentecost. Next thing you know, all we see is riots circulating all around the world, including what just happened last year in April or in February with Russia and the war. It's wars and rumors of wars. Peace taken from the earth. When a seal opens, it's a worldwide phenomenon. That's why the riots went around the world. What's the next seal? Third seal. Black horse. What has he got in his hands? Scales. The black represents death. Death to them. For they have sown evil seeds. The scales represent balance. Our financial system is so out of balance, you don't even know. They create trillions. It's insane. The third seal, the greatest financial event in human history, is about to manifest. It's soon, people, weeks away. The black horse is the same angel of death that visited Pharaoh and killed who? His firstborn and all the firstborn of Egypt. You won't believe what's coming in April. Wow. April is going to be truly, truly historic. This is the time of harvest. And what does Galatians say? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth means plants in the ground, thus shall he reap. This is reaping season. For some, it will be great. For others, complete hell. That is where has what happens at harvest. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. How long does God need? A single day. For the kings of the earth will weep and wail. Our year, this year, is going to be truly, truly historic. It's about the money. What happened to Saddam Hussein when he tried to sell oil for euros? Look at him. What happened to Gaddafi when he tried to sell oil for the gold dinar? You realize we're about to see the fulfillment of the Kim Clement prophecy. The brothers of Goliath stand in glee. We will cripple you. The BRICS nations are about to cripple the United States. It's coming. It is so close. What's about to happen? The world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, is about to fall. Why would I say that? Do you realize that President Putin actually is now selling oil for the ruble? That's an act of war. Why don't you go ask Gaddafi and Hussein how that turned out for him, for them? Now, most recently, yesterday, while these people are at their little meeting in Davos, do you realize that Saudi Arabia is about to fulfill the words that I just stated when the Russia-Saudi contract was signed? Saudi Arabia just announced yesterday that they're about to settle oil trade in other currencies. That, my friends, is an act of war. Expect a military conflict. Do not be surprised if they bring up the word nuclear war. This is a clash of the titans, God versus evil, and God's about to take them down. But when they say nuclear war, if they say it, Matthew 24 says, be not deceived, for the end is not yet. It's a lie. It's a trick. Who's the Satan of? The master of lies. He kills, he steals, and he destroys. So what are we looking for? The end of January. We've talked about today, January 20th, January 22nd, 2 days from now, Roe v. Wade, 50 years. I'm telling you, as this month comes to an end, tensions are building worldwide. Watch clearly, closely, what's about to manifest here, potentially, the very first few days of February. We could see something awesome happen. And I mean awesome, not for them, but for us, especially those who own God's money, gold and silver. 400 years ago, the Mayflower landed. It's been 400 years that Israel is in bondage to Pharaoh. Passover is April 13th. The angel of death visited Pharaoh at the end of Passover. So watch, middle of April. Could be a huge time point for the angel of death to come visit these people.
We are truly in incredible times. Trump included the first year of 2020. Biden the jackal gets the next 2 years. It's over. He's about to come to an end. And then Trump comes in this year, hopefully sooner rather than later. And then he's going to have the next 4 years. Mark my words, there will not be a 2024 election because Trump's going to get a full 4 years. Darkness is coming when the Clash of the Titans happens. Expect crazy. Do not be surprised. Internet goes down, lights go off, power goes down. Crazy is going to go down. They're going to shut off everything to not let the truth come out. Because when that first domino goes down, they are finished. When the lights come back on, someone's coming back. Watch Pentecost. Holy Spirit, forget about Trump coming back. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. Haggai 2, verse 9, the latter rain will be greater than the former rain. You want to talk arms growing back? You want to talk eyesight coming back? At these reawakened tours, Clay's going to be here, and we're going to watch people's legs come grow back to life. We're going to see incredible. Forget 3,000 to 5,000. We're talking 50,000, 100,000 at these tours is coming. This is just a prelude to what's about to happen here on this earth. We are at the greatest revival in human history. This is the year of Jubilee. When Jesus Christ read Isaiah 61 in the temple, he started his 3.5 year ministry. We are about to embark on the next most incredible 3.5 years we have ever seen in our life. God bless everybody. Thank you for having me. Amen. God wins always.
Let's hear from Bo Pulney.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hardwood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
For more great content, go to FlyOverConservatives.com.